Communication during emergencies is at the core of Barber's plan. She spoke Wednesday during the city commission meeting.
During Hurricane Hermine, we heard quite often that the public was dependent upon tablets, iPads, and smartphone devices to stay abreast of what was happening in an emergency with the emergency and recovery. So we redesigned our website to make it a lot more mobile friendly, making the information easier to access for the public. So that'll be something that I think our public will appreciate.
Barber also emphasized the importance of neighborhoods. She suggested that each neighborhood should have a leader who would be trained to handle emergency situations. City Commissioner Gil Ziffer praised Barber on the idea.
All the work in the neighborhoods, that's everything you're suggesting is the best way to disseminate information down. You know, you start at the top and it's the pyramid. It goes on and eventually you hit everybody at the bottom.
Barber is also working with the American Red Cross to host disaster workshops over the summer. A Build Your Bucket event to collect disaster supplies will take place at the old Tallahassee Mall June 3rd. For WFSU News, I'm Spencer Parlier.